Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As Boston police release the name of a man shot and killed by an officer in Dorchester earlier this week, a family grieves, and a man who claims he witnessed the shooting says he's shaken by what he saw. WBUR's Jerome Campbell has more.
Catherine DeGrasse lies in the spot where her grandson Jamil Ellerby was killed. She rubs her hand in the splotch of red in the pavement, believing it's remnants of his blood. Her family pleads for her to get up, but she says the grief is too great.
I never dreamed I'd be here with my grandson's blood on the grounds right now. It's killing me. Because I know he was really an awesome young man.
DeGrasse says she used to call her grandson her pudding pop. She remembers when he was first born and how he used to sleep in her bed as a baby. As Ellerby grew older, DeGrasse admits her grandson had his troubles, but he made sure his brothers and sisters made better decisions.
Well, he knew how to make sure that his brothers and sisters were doing the right things in life. Even though he went through things, he wanted to make sure they were going to be on point.
Police say Ellerby was firing guns in the Doherty Park near Fields Corner with another man on Monday when officers arrived. It's unclear who they were shooting at, only that police pursued the two men as they fled to nearby Penhollow Street. There, Leonard Lee says from inside his home, he watched the other man run off, while Ellerby had a standoff with two officers.
Looking in the whites of this young man's eyes is that he was lost, totally lost, and very, very unsupported around living.
Lee says Ellerby calmly walked back as officers called out to him.
Now. Drop your gun, now.
But Lee says Ellerby did not stop. Lee himself screamed from his second floor window at Ellerby, swearing at him to put the gun down. But the teen kept walking away.
And what are you thinking as he's walking backwards?
That he was going to die if he didn't drop his gun.
Lee says Ellerby took about 30 steps back before he raised his gun towards the officers and fired two shots. The officers ducked for cover and continued to call to Ellerby. Ellerby then fires two more shots, and an officer fires back.
At that point, the kid staggers back, and he falls backwards, but he's on his side, clutching onto his left thigh where the bullet hit him.
And Lee says he saw Ellerby point his gun at the officer with his free hand, and the officer fired two more shots.
And the officer still went over, took the gun out of his hand, and was talking to him, saying, stay with me, stay with me, stay with me, stay with me, stay with me. He was trying to encourage this young man to live. And then he started to give him CPR, and then he pronounced he was dead.
Lee says that moment still haunts him, when he walks around and when he closes his eyes for sleep. Lee shared these moments with DeGrasse and her family when they visited the place Ellerby died, and the grandmother says it helps to know someone was with her grandson in his final moments. But she says she needs to know everything that happened that night before she can find peace.
I'm numb. I don't know what happened, who's around, who did this, who did that. But I want answers because there's no bringing my grandson back anymore.
DeGrasse says she hopes the Suffolk County District Attorney's investigation will reveal new details. But for now, she is left with uncertainty and her grief. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jerome Campbell.